Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us this morning. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green with CHI Memorial, Georgia. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, and it is so good to be here with you again on this wonderful, wonderful Sunday morning, and all of our listeners as well. As you said, I am with CHI Memorial. I work in Georgia, so I work a lot with CHI Memorial, Georgia, and CHI continues to grow that hospital, changing it, staffing it with great people, and we still have plans to open a hospital in North Georgia, which is just amazing to me. So my thanks to CHI Memorial Georgia for those plans. Hopefully within 3 or 4 years, there will be a new facility at about 4700 Battlefield Parkway. We're also going to be having a Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center there. So we'll be developing that through CHI Memorial. And as you probably know, the oncology center is there. Radiation oncology is flourishing there, and they're doing a fantastic job. We've had that radiation oncologist on our show in the past, and hopefully we can do that again. I also want to say a thanks to Benchmark Physical Therapy, with whom I work. Wonderful people there. And also LHC Group, that's Louisiana Healthcare. And that's the parent company for Home Care Solutions, Home Health, also one of our sponsors. And they have offices in both Ringgold and Dalton, and Heartlight Hospice of Dalton as well. And Heartlight Hospice serves all of Northwest Georgia, really goes a long way, so down towards Rome and east of here as well. So serves a large part of North Georgia, we'll say. And that's a wonderful ministry and great people with whom to work. Also, like you said, I'm a family practice doctor, been working here for 25 or so years in a family tradition that goes back 150. You know, Ed, this last couple of weeks, there have been a few doctors who have retired, some offices that have shut down, and I'm amazed at how many new patients come in and say, well, you know, I used to see your dad all those years ago, and so they're sticking with the family, and I love that. It's just a fantastic tradition. But back to CHI for just a minute. I know CHI is looking for nurses, quality nurses, and they want you to know that CHI Memorial knows that nursing is a calling. It's just part of who you are, and to be the best nurse, you have to be the best you. That means working in a top-ranked health system with resources needed to have a thriving career, a place where you are empowered to make a difference in the mind, body, and spirit of every patient. Add a unique combination of outdoor living, a thriving cultural and business community, and you can see why CHI Memorial gives you the life no other job can. So if you're interested in that, just visit memorial.org/morethanajob today. That's memorial.org/morethanajob today. And they do have a teaching program as well, so that is flourishing wonderfully. Ed, what's going on in your world?
Thank you, my friend. And as always, you and I both are 100 miles an hour almost every week.
Always.
And luckily we have a passion and love for what we do, which is obviously helping in any way we can to the health of those people we interact with. I started Nutrition World in 1979 with that passion. Here I am getting ready to turn, or actually within the time you listen to this, I will be 62 years young. And most days I feel it young, and a few days I don't.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Sleep has always been one of my issues. I speak about it constantly. I personally have delved into every avenue to help improve my chronic insomniac status. And I do have a national podcast called The Holistic Navigator. And on that, I have many different chapters of everything from losing weight to hair loss to the benefits of certain nutrients. But one of those is on sleep. And I know I'm diving right into this, but last night I slept terrible. And I keep, I'm a real detective. I'm always trying to, I guess, overly analyze, why is my body doing what it does? And so it was no apparent reason why. I just could not go to sleep. I ate the same things, took my same supplements and everything. And then this morning it came to me, probably, and it's all probably, is, and I speak of this on the Holistic Navigator podcast or website on sleep. When we expose ourselves, especially when you're not used to it, to blue light rays after 6:30 or 6 p.m. at night, it is going to disrupt the production of your own melatonin and other brain chemicals.
It's a good way to wake up is to actually look at bright light.
Bingo, absolutely. Well, guess what I did last night? I don't own a TV. I have not watched TV in my house in about 4 years, but I wasn't there. And I watched TV for about 45 minutes right before shutting my eyes. And I knew something shifted. I could tell it was almost like I had taken a cup of coffee. And so I have just caught myself in one of the things I hopefully try to advise other people not to do, which is don't look at blue lights. Well, how do we stop that? We're in a technology world, and everything from cell phones to, in fact, your lights in your house, but especially the TV, will stop and change brain chemistry. It isn't meant for us to do that. So I dug out this morning my blue blocker glasses. Have you ever put those on?
No, I'm about to try them, though.
Well, you know, they're not the prettiest things, and you can wear them on top of your other glasses.
For the listeners, it looks like orange shooter's glasses.
Yes, it does. And, you know, they're not bad looking, but they are orange. But what they're going to do is block out the one wavelength which affects brain chemistry. And we are so overburdened with this blue light. That's one reason we have anxiety and depression that tends to be triggered by lights, but especially for insomniacs. Anyone listening who has this problem, listen to my podcast, but also come to Nutrition World and purchase a pair of blue blocker glasses. They're only about $12.
Would that be something someone wears in the evening?
Only after 6 p.m., yes.
And it made everything a warm color.
It is. It's a warm color. Now, if you don't look at any technology, I would still recommend you don't have super bright lights on at home during the last 3 hours, because, see, sleep is kind of like, would you pull your car in the garage at 50 miles an hour and slam the brakes on? No, you start slowing down before you get to your driveway. That's exactly what needs to happen with sleep. Many of us are rush right to the last minute. We throw ourselves in bed, put our heads on a pillow, and wonder why we can't sleep soundly. No, it isn't the way nature intended it. So I really got off on a quick tangent of sleep, and I hope that
it's not a bad tangent, Ed. It's not. A lot of people have trouble sleeping.
I guess you hear it every day, probably, don't you?
Every single day, over and over.
Yeah.
It's very common.
And most people want the fix. They want the pill. They want the pill from you, and they want the pill from me. And we don't have those pills that permanently fixes sleep insomnia.
Well, you say that, but really people like it when I tell them all sorts of other ways to do that, and they're happy not to go on Ambien.
Well, you're one in 400. The other 399 visits are going to get Ambien, which I do not like, and I know that you're the doc. But Lunesta is a cleaner drug. It operates on less of the receptor sites in the brain. It does cost a crap load more money, but it's not going to give you the amnesia. And if you have to use a drug, I recommend Lunesta far over Ambien. What's your opinion?
And Lunesta is great. Sonata, there's other examples. The problem is the cost, and you're right about that, and so people still vote with their pocketbook. They just do. So do people still go on the sleeping pills? Absolutely, yes. But, you know, a lot of times the first drug we use is mirtazapine. Are you familiar with that one?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, being non-narcotic, it does work for a lot of people. The low dose, I'd say it helps easily 80% of the people. Mm-hmm. Some people even feel a little hungover the next day. It's so strong, and they can't stand it. But we try to keep away from the narcotics as much as we can. We really do. Do some people go on it? Absolutely, yes, they do, and they have to do monitoring and whatnot. But I'd say that's a small percentage nowadays.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a time and place. You have this terrible disaster in your life. You've got some major disruptions. Lord, these your prescription pills are lifesavers when you haven't slept for 7 days and you have to get sleep, because, you know, sleep deprivation is still the number one torture method around the world for prisoners.
Yes, and sometimes just say a 7-day course will reset somebody's sleep.
Reset. I love that, because we can get so knocked off our regular kind of routine chemical-wise in our body and brain. It doesn't know what to do, and you have to kind of kick it back into its own groove. So I love that. And, you know, as much as I, of course, almost worship herbal medicine, They can't do that. Herbs cannot have the strength and power to reset something like that. So good for you and good for me, I guess. Good for me tonight. I'm going to wear my blue blockers. I'll tell you that from this moment forward, because it convinced me last night. I felt that shift after about 20 minutes of watching the TV. It was a big screen. I was watching this show on Alaska, and I was intrigued by it because I never hardly see TV, so it's like a kid in a candy shop. But no more, not well, without my glasses.
Pleasant dreams tonight, Ed.
I might have a adult beverage, too. I don't. One of those helps, and more than one doesn't help, so we have to watch that one, too.
Another natural remedy.
There you go. I mean, agave, tequila, that's where that comes from. It's a plant. We can make a case for anything if we turn it around far enough.
And that was not an official medical recommendation, by the way, people.
All right, my friend, guess what? It's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more about your health and nutrition and all of our good stuff. That plus more to come. I'm Ed Jones with Dr. Green. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga with my partner and buddy, Dr. Christopher Green. And have you eaten anywhere new this week?
You know, there's nowhere new I've eaten. I hate to say it, but I did find a very good special at Food Works. We were able to eat for two for $10. Now, that's a pretty good deal, right? Mm-hmm. So they have specials every day at Food Works. And if you're careful what you order, you can eat frugally there, I found out. So wonderful food, great place. I can't say enough about Food Works. But did you try something new?
Well, it's something that I've not mentioned before, and I've only eaten there a couple times. But because I tend to really attempt to be on a keto type of lifestyle, it's tough, as you know, to try to eat a diet that has a good enough protein with healthy fats, but not many excessive carbs. Now, I'm not strict keto. I lean toward keto. So about 2 months ago, I went to this place that a lot of people have gone to, and I think mostly they're women, believe it or not, but it is the chicken salad place.
Chicken Salad Chick?
Yeah, Chicken Salad Chick.
Love that place.
And here's the deal. As most places that you can eat, you can do all the way from absolutely terrible, destructive, unhealthy, all the way to pretty darn healthy. But you have to know what to order. And so when I go in places, and sometimes it's probably embarrassing to the people I'm with, I sometimes will ask three or four or five questions, like, can I see the ingredient list like I did last night? Or I will say, can I see the calorie, fat, and protein list? So I go to the chicken salad place, and the classic Carol had the least amount of carbs. So what I always order is one, depending on my appetite, one or two scoops of the chicken salad, and then two bowls of the broccoli salad. That way, it's not pure keto because I'm actually not getting enough fat, but I'm getting a decent amount of carbs without being excessive, and I'm certainly getting plenty of protein, and it's delicious, and I will have one or two crackers with that. That is my splurge, and that keeps me in a good ketotic state.
You know, and I found another good place to get some of your veggies, by the way. So I was, you know, cooking this week trying to lean towards a keto meal and ran by, of all places, Publix. But they had pre-prepared asparagus, Brussels sprouts, you know, several different veggies, green beans. You know, I was able to get just, you know, small quantities of each and then saute that. It was really, really good. But who knew? I mean, the food is actually pretty good there at the Publix Deli. And you were right about the Chicken Salad Chick. It's mostly women in there. I've noticed that. Sometimes I'm the only guy in there if I go to get something. Did you ever look at the, I think it's a buffalo chicken salad, the hot one?
I can't do hot. I start sweating immediately.
Well, check it sometime for me to see you know, like the health content on that. I've never done it. I've never asked them because, yes, I think the people that I would be with would be embarrassed. We'll just say they would walk away.
I think people with me already know what to expect, and if they can't handle it, I think they choose not to go with me. But I make it very kind and sweet. I'm not one of those gruff, like, you know, rough kind of people with asking. I ask with politeness. But I did have someone tell me there was a locally owned place on East Brainerd Road called the Filling Station. And I do pass it because I live out in Apison, so I had not paid any attention to it, but someone said they had gone there and it was delicious. I look on their menu, and they did a really nice job of kind of a fast food with some decent foods. Like, they actually have an organic salad. The thing is, again, as you know, my take on meats, most of them are not super healthy because they use antibiotics in the raising of the meat. And anytime you feed grains to cows, it changes the omega-3 to omega-6 levels within 10 days of them eating grains. And I remember growing up, and you do too probably, Dr. Green, stores like Winn-Dixie would brag on their wall of their meat section, grain fed. Well, that was the unhealthiest thing you can do, because cows should not be eating grains. The reason they grain fed, it makes them fatter, which means more profit. But it changes the fatty acids from modestly healthy to very unhealthy. Well, I went on Facebook because I couldn't find their website. So I go on Facebook and I just send them a whole paragraph of my feelings on, please try to be like bigger cities and offer at least a buffalo meat, because buffalo won't. They won't allow antibiotics to be given to buffalo, so we kind of know that this clean meats, or do something better, at least for those people who are growing in popularity like me, who choose the better foods. They just do, because I don't mind spending the extra $3 to get a quality food, because we are building our health the same way we build a savings account. And if you think you're going to turn 62 like I just did and start saving, you're going to be really disappointed in your retirement plan. And the same with your health. You wait till your first big heart attack, and then I'm going to start eating healthier. Then I'm going to start exercising. You see it all the time. Mm-hmm. It is nonsense, people. Let's build it when we can, which is hopefully in our 20s, but at least in our mid-30s, we start doing the right thing.
And so it doesn't mean that if you are 61 or 62 and you've never done it, that you shouldn't either.
And I thank you for that, because I tend to sometimes be a little bit outspoken, and I'm not giving up on anyone. I don't care if they're 72 or 82. There's always hope to improve. It's just the window of opportunity does start to slowly shut as we get past the age of something, 50-ish. In fact, we have a really great lecture coming up I want to mention, because I just nailed this down. A friend of mine, his name's Carl Germano. I think he lives in New York. He's a clinical nutritionist. He's written books. He's got a master's degree and other clinical nutrition degrees. But he's going to come down and give us a lecture on the nutritional secrets to aging gracefully. And we're going to give everyone a $5 gift card who will attend, just so to help pay for your gas to come over. This is going to be a very, very up-to-date, common sense way to approach slowing the aging process. And it has to do with lifestyle, not just popping pills at Nutrition World, but it's about supplementation and foods and inflammation and all the things we need to know more about. This guy's the real deal. So on September 17th, go to nutritionw.com under events, and you can sign up, and you actually get paid to go. That's pretty cool.
And also, you're doing a keto class down the road, right?
Yes, yourself. We are. We have a lot. Actually, we put about 3 new events on our website at nutritionw.com. And, you know, the thing is, I love educating people. And I love it when people come, because it's almost common that they come up, thank us endlessly, hug us, and are so appreciative for that moment and weeks and months after, because they learn. You know what? I say this sometimes on my podcast that I do. I separate the world into 2 different classes of people. And I don't care what anybody thinks about it. Learners and non-learners. If you're not willing to learn, you're going to have a far tougher road in life, in all areas, but especially health. Health is not an exact science. You have to learn to do this as you did to learn to drive a car. So don't think that, I'm just going to eat because my stomach wants it, and I'm sure the government's looking out for our foods, or if it was unhealthy, they would remove them. Well, we all know how illogical that is. So come and learn if you want to be healthy. And who doesn't want to feel better, sleep better, have less pain? All of us, unless we have some kind of suicidal thoughts. So we have one on the anti-aging on September 17th. The hugest deal of our whole year is our health fair on September 28th at Nutrition World. And I hope that you and any of your friends, family, Dr. Green, if you can, to pop in at least for 15 minutes. You've never seen anything like it. We hire policemen. That's how busy we are. We have golf carts running people up and down. Hmm. We partner with the women's clinic down. I don't know if you send people over there, but they're right below us, and we do free bone mass scans from 10 to 2, which is usually $200. You get it totally free.
What day of the week is that?
It's Saturday. It's on a Saturday. We're going to have
the
28th of September. Just show up. You're going to have tons of free stuff. We have experts from around the country coming in. We have a class on how to make elderberry again. You know, it was really interesting. I eat at Jason's Deli all the time, and there was the tea shop next to that, which is really a cool tea shop. I can't remember their exact name. But it had this big blackboard on the sidewalk, and it said elderberry, 1999, I think. And then under it, it said visit to walk-in clinic, 120. And it was cool the way they kind of, you know, made the analogy of let's prevent it so you don't have to go to the walk-in clinic, because elderberry has some significant research for the flu and the colds.
And we're heading into flu season again. School is back in session. It's time for the elderberry.
Yes, yes. And making yourself pretty darn cool for people who like that. I would prefer just buying the bottle off the shelf because I'm not one of those people. And again, we all have that on October 5th. October 8th, we have a cold and flu season, how to protect yourself. And then October 22nd,
let me remind people to go back and watch the show. I can't remember, maybe two times ago, Manuka Honey.
Oh, yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Another one.
You know, that was so interesting. He came by the store 2 days ago to train my staff. This guy is so passionate about that. I mean, you can just feel it when you talk to him. And I did a little thing, and I don't know if I did it on Vital Health Facebook, about jet lag. And I did this whole little paragraph about the gentleman, Bob Everly from Bees and Trees, Manuka. Manuka is like a natural antibiotic. It's the only honey that can actually kill so many of the staph and MRSA and all the things that have become resistant. But I said on this new article on jet lag, how to overcome it. It was really interesting, some of these good steps on how to not be just devastated by jet lag, which I am. I'm terribly devastated when I travel, especially coming back. But I said that we had just interviewed Bob about Manuka, and I said, if I could handle jet lag better, I would go to New Zealand. He texted me back and said, I want you to come to New Zealand. Hmm. See if you can make it work with your jet lag. If you will, you come and see my bees and my farms in New Zealand. Manuka can only be grown in New Zealand. It was such an interesting conversation when we had him on the radio.
If I had more off time, I would go.
It's not going to happen. It's just a fantasy dream.
Or if you go, send me a picture.
I'm not going to go. I am going to go to Opryland soon. That's just going to be my little trip away for a couple of days just to see how that is. But, we're rock and rolling. How about the lead in water? We've got about 2.5 minutes or three talk about that. I saw you mentioned something that was on the headlines.
Well, I looked at it a couple of weeks ago. I was contacted to do an interview. Couldn't do it because I was heading somewhere else for a meeting. But it just made me start looking. It was a question about lead in the water. Now, I know we heard stuff, I think it was in Newark, New Jersey, about the lead in the water there. If I've got the cities right, I'm going by memory, which is really dangerous. But from what I understand, lead was found in about 23 water sources in Bradley County schools. And so there's a new law that requires all the Tennessee schools to test for lead in the drinking water. And of course, lead is just a little bit toxic, so you don't want heavy metals in your water. So people should be aware of that. There are kits you can get. I don't know if you sell them to test for lead in the water, so they can do that, water filters. But it's something people should be aware of.
Again, learners and non-learners, you need to learn how to have pure water. And I am a absolute neurotic nut about water filters because here's the real bullet point. 90% basically remove chlorine. That's all they do.
They're not all the same.
No, they range from worthless to excellent, and very few are excellent. We carry a unit in the store at Nutrition World called ProPure, P-R-O-P-U-R. It has documented to me the best effectiveness for a $62 water filter that has ever been made in this country, because if it can remove fluoride, it removes everything. The fluoride molecule is so small that we know that if it can remove that tiny bit of a molecule, nothing can get by with it. And all I do is I fill it up every morning and let it drain in my refrigerator, carafe. And so it's easy, cheap, and don't have to hook it up. But lead reduces IQ. We all remember the stories of lead paint and how people's, and it's really totally devastating to the brain chemistry. And the thing about heavy metals is they replace the receptor sites where nutrients normally would go and trigger a process. So it's like putting super glue in the lock of your car and wondering why the key won't open it any longer. We sell test kits to test your blood system for heavy metals, which is mercury and lead and a few others. But yes, the water is where most of it comes from. So I encourage everybody to be on their game with water, especially if you have children. My daughter just had a baby 5 weeks ago, and she's so into this stuff that, but she's not neurotic about it. She's not going to turn the kid into some phobia about foods and water, because that's also a caution. I've seen people's lives destroyed by getting too particular and perfectionistic about the things we talk about. And I know you have too, Dr. Green. I mean, I probably seen a few of my people come over that, you know, have gotten a little carried away. I have in my life at certain points, so I understand that kind of phobia of fear. It's really fear of any food that's not perfect or any water that's not perfect. And it's not a pleasant place to be.
No, and I think we've talked about that before. If your diet or exercise program controls you, that's probably not good.
Yeah.
You got to be a little flexible. My dad taught me to enjoy life. He was very health conscious, but I found it funny as a kid when I was more strict with my diet, say at 20, to see him maybe have a beer or some ice cream, because I knew he was running all the time and was being very healthy. But he had learned to enjoy life, that 80-20 rule, and said, you know, I'm going to be good most of the time, but I'm going to enjoy life as well. And it didn't control him at all. So just another thing to think about. We have fun with the healthy foods and our exercise programs, but they're not who we are.
No. Good, solid advice. Well, it's time for us to take another break. And when we come back, more about your health with that and everything to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And I was showing Dr. Green this great article by Dr. Gupta, who is the CNN health reporter. And it was so, I always loved his kind of investigative articles, because this one was entitled, Life's Lessons from the Native Tribe with the Healthiest Hearts in the World. He travels around the whole world trying to find people who have exceptional health and to try to determine what are some of the reasons why some places in the world have such heart disease or cancer and other people don't. Well, he goes to this country, which is in Bolivia, near La Paz, it looks like on the map. And this tribe basically has no heart disease at all. Now, yes, there are people who die before they have their heart disease because of many reasons. One, in this culture, of course, they have high rates of child death during the childbirth, but that's normal from people living in these cultures. And they also have snake bites and spider bites and infections. And because they don't have antibiotics, sometimes they die. But what he's saying is most of them live very long, healthy lives, unless they get those bites from the snakes or infections. But what's interesting is he thought he would find that they would be eating a lot of meat because they are hunters. But really and truly, their diet consisted of a good percentage was unrefined carbohydrates from plantains, cassava, rice, and corn make up 70% of their diet. Now, they are hunters. And the one reason they don't eat as much meat is because they're not able to harvest it. But all of the foods they're getting are totally natural carbs that are loaded with selenium, potassium, magnesium coming from the earth.
Yeah, I'm hearing two things. They're not processed, and the people are active too.
bingo, active. He said they never stop moving from the time the sun comes up to the time the sun goes down. They do an average of 17,000 steps a day, it's saying. I don't know what the average American does, but we know it's generally not that. And this is 7 days a week, I'm sure.
Well, they're sitting in front of the TV, then getting Uber Eats to bring them Popeyes.
Oh, are they? Is that what we do? Yes. And I don't even get 17,000. Well, you know, even in the gym, these trackers, if I ever hit 10,000, I think that's the goal, isn't it? 10,000 steps in a day.
Yeah. And that's one good thing about being a primary care doctor anyway, is I'm always on the move. I rarely sit down. I'm always walking up and down all day. So that's not a bad thing. Sometimes it does get a little tiring as I get older, but we're always moving, and you're probably moving around all the time as well.
All the time. Now, have you ever used a monitor to see how many steps?
Never did. I don't really care because I'm not going to change what I'm doing.
Bingo.
And I'm active anyway, so.
That's right. Now, I would say that their 17,000 might be a little different than ours.
Yes. If the people can't see this, but it's very rural, we'll say that. So more of a rainforest type environment is what it looks like.
Exactly.
But it's beautiful there too. But yeah, I mean, they're dying of more natural causes and whatnot. If you go back far enough in this country, that's what it was for us.
That's right.
A long time ago.
Well, one thing I found very interesting, and this is a sign of our sterile culture, is all of them have parasites, hookworm, roundworm, or Giardia, but it's no big deal, because they have learned to cohabitate with these parasites. Now, parasites could be harmful if you're a weakened individual or other things, but it's so interesting because we are such a sterile society that we think that we need to push everything away that's, you know, not healthy or not us, any germs. But we've also learned that, you know, when you keep a child from getting infections early or you try to be too sterile, it actually increases their asthma rates and other things as they grow older. Now, I don't want a hookworm, roundworm.
And I just had a flashback to Three Stooges. We would remember that Curly and feeding his tapeworm. So just a flashback to childhood and watching those things. Hey, comment on one other thing, too, because we sometimes talk about intermittent fasting, and that article said that they would accidentally practice intermittent fasting because of the scarcity of food. But if you can, explain to the listeners, you know, what intermittent fasting is and why it's beneficial.
Hey, thank you for that. It's a great question because, you know, it's easy to get locked into certain ideas in, I think, all people's lives, especially in our professional life. And I really strive to not have concreted my ideas. And this is one that I had to switch on because I have always preached, at least to myself and to many people, is that we need to eat 3 meals a day and 2 snacks because of multiple reasons, maybe the insulin, the blood sugar, other things like that. And we, you know, need all this consistency of foods. No, I was wrong. I was completely wrong. Intermittent fasting is where you pick a time frame to eat and a time frame that you will not consume a calorie. Now, you have many different options, but the one that works for most people is not eating for 14 hours, and you eat in a 10-hour window of opportunity. I do it a little different because of my schedule, but I'm very close to that. I will not eat after 6 p.m. at night, unless it's water, unless it has no calories. And what happens is a word called autophagy. Autophagy is a system of the body where it's going to basically digest unhealthy cells and get rid of them. And that is a real benefit to your long-term health. It's like the garbage trucks coming to pick up your garbage on Tuesday that you set it out. Well, when you intermittent fast, the garbage truck's picking up the things that you need to get rid of. And it's going to clear it through the kidneys, the blood, the sweating. But when we don't have these damaged cells removed, they accumulate, and then we have poorer health as the years go on. Secondly, burns body fat far more effectively because of the way it works on insulin. Insulin's job is to store food for later. What we want is insulin less than about 3 on a blood test. If you want really low body fat and less disease, most Americans walk around with insulin about 10 to 20, which is still not a diagnosable disease now. Don't think it is. And the other thing is, and you certainly can attest to maybe this, you never get a test for insulin when you get a physical. Never. You get a test for glucose, right? Or is that, or with you? Now, it could be
different.
Now,
I
always have
to
take it back. You are the exception to the rule. I'm talking about the conventional now.
For the most part, you're right. But if somebody came in with metabolic syndrome or known insulin resistance, yes, we'd be checking it. So I would If somebody came in that's, say, morbidly obese and hypertensive, I might go ahead and check it. But you're right. Normally, I'm going to check an A1C and either a random or fasting blood glucose. And if that's elevated, then start looking at my insulin levels. And high circulating insulin is destructive to your body. It is very bad for you. And it's hard to convince people to change their lifestyle. And we use metformin a lot of times for that. But it's difficult to convince people of that.
Boy, is that the truth. And this is why I just love Dr. Green. I mean, I can't have this conversation with almost anyone else in the conventional world. And here he is just contributing so well and so wise on so many topics. And yes, so intermittent fasting, everybody should do this at least 3 days a week. I do it 6 days a week. And I do eat a keto lifestyle, but I'm telling you, on Sundays, I never do, because we need to cycle on and off of this keto lifestyle.
Oh, we probably talked about it last week. I can't remember, but I tried so hard last Sunday after church to do a keto meal, and I had my chicken and I had my broccoli. I was so happy. Then on the menu, I saw the smothered tater tots. And yes, but it was after church. So after church or vacation is half the calories, half the fat all day. So yeah, at least in my mind.
Listen, do you have a book of excuses for eating bad food, or do you
no,
just?
I don't need a book. It just comes naturally.
Yeah, I see that. It does. It just flows right out, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, it does. So and they were really good. That was at gosh, I can't even. I'd have to think about the name, but ran down to Ackworth of all places, and there were mm-hmm. several. There's a place down there I want to try. Do you like Cajun type food, New Orleans Creole? There's a place, I think it was called Henry's, mm-hmm. and had some really good reviews. So you may have to make a trip down there. I'm probably going to drive down there one day just to try that place. It looked so good, but it was closed after church, unfortunately.
Well, I do go on and eat at Loopy's on Sunday. That is my carb crazy day, and also at First Watch that morning. I guess people listening feel like
First Watch is amazing. That kale tonic too. You ever have that?
Oh
one
yeah,
now?
Yeah.
You did try it.
You know, that's an example of a restaurant who is conscious of using clean foods. Clean. That means you look at the ingredients, you investigate it before you put it on your menu. And clean has many different definitions, but, you know, less chemicals, more whole grain, more like these people that we're just talking about in this tribe, getting back to real food from the earth that's been as little manipulated as possible. So, you know, here we are with a country that spends so much more money than any other country in the world on healthcare. And we are way down the list compared to many others. I don't know. The last time I checked, I think we were 23rd on the list. I do want to say something before I forget it. I didn't realize a gentleman came in yesterday, and we've had him on the show, Jay Brewer from Hill City Hemp. And despite the fact I constantly read about CBD, he said yesterday the predictions are it's $200 billion is expected to be sold in CBD in the next coming couple years.
Wow.
I mean, that's one-fourth of a trillion on a product that there was not a single bottle sold legally 5 years ago.
None. That's just crazy.
And it is the Wild West. So, you know, there's so many plants and companies and processing, and it's not being done the right way in many cases, people, because it accumulates lead. Here we are again talking about lead. Hemp is the other thing that accumulates lead, which lowers IQ. Well, if hemp, the plant loves lead, so it sucks it up from the soil. It doesn't mean it's a bad plant. It means it was grown on soil that it shouldn't have been grown on, which is fine, but let's test it so we don't use it. And we demand tests of those for every product at Nutrition World. I don't know this for sure, but I would say if you walk in the looks like 15 new CBD stores in Chattanooga and say, I want to see a lead test and a mold test, I'd say half of them will not be able to supply that. That's my guess.
We do have people occasionally coming in asking for lead levels, things like that. But, you know, I was just thinking about it, just in nature, maybe the hemp plant was designed, maybe God had that to clean up the soil. Maybe that's part of its function.
Absolutely. It could be, because it is the most versatile plant on this earth. We will not have to cut any more trees for paper if we had not had the laws in place since 1930 that did not allow hemp to be grown. Of course, we all know if we're older that hemp is used to make rope. But it can be used to make building materials for homes. You can have a completely hemp house, and it's insulating. It reduces, I mean, it is the perfect plant from heaven to protect this earth. And finally, we're starting to get some freedoms in the use of this plant. So it's an exciting time. I really did not think this would happen in my lifetime, and here we are. And, of course, CBD for health. I mean, you know, chronic pain and anxiety and sleep. Those are the three biggies. But it's all about the right product, the right dose. And there is a sweet spot with CBD, people. It's not like a drug. The drug you take, the more you take, usually you get more effects from that. You will only get the beneficial effects of CBD if you're in what we call the sweet spot. Too little and too much will negate the results.
And they don't all act the same. So there are different CBDs for different conditions. So make sure you're buying it from some quality place, from someone who is knowledgeable, not the Cancun's or something like that. Mm-hmm. So Nutrition World, Ed would probably say if there's another supplier out there and they know what they're doing, you can research it and know that it's a quality product. That's probably fine with Ed.
Absolutely.
But we know Hill City Hemp is a good company, and they do have that QR code on the side, so mm-hmm. you can read what's in it. And there are very few companies that do that.
There are. Now, I predict that the laws will be in place by this time next year that will make that happen.
Remind me about that new company you have that addresses this, the online.
Yes, we're going to be doing testing. It's called CBDguide.org, and it's going to be launched in 10 days from now. So we're going to be monitoring all of this throughout the nation. So you can go on that in a couple weeks and be able to hopefully look into your brand and say yes, no, maybe, or it's time to throw that one away and start over. But we always have a lot to talk about, and you know, it's already time for us to take another break. Dr. Green, when we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we always look forward to the segment with Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
You know, I should have said, Ed, apologize for my voice. It is ragweed season, and now that my daughter's cheering, I tell you what, I've got to find some way to get over this ragweed and all my allergies, because I refuse to go to a doctor.
Two thumbs up, brother.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we doctors do hate to go to doctors, but I may have to break down if I can't breathe. Yes, it is time for the spiritual moment. Thank you, Ed, for that introduction. And the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com. or download their free app. Now today, we're going to concentrate on the fact, a good fact, that you're loved. This is an essential truth to grasp in our search for well-being. Let's start with a selected verse from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Next, 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. So we are looking at God's love for us, which is crucial for us to love each other. God's love for us is essential to understanding who we are. It is essential for our salvation. It is essential for our relationship to God. It is essential for our relationships with others. Also, understanding God's love for us is essential in our struggle to conquer fear. Now, perhaps our fears grew out of emotional trauma in our younger years, a past that holds shame or regret. And we may fear what people will think if they find out who we really are inside. What is in our thoughts and hopes and fears? Mark Twain wrote, "What a wee little part of a person's life are his acts and his words. His real life is led in his head and is known to none but himself. All day long, the mill of his brain is grinding, and his thoughts, not those other things, are his history." Well, the good news is that there is one who knows us inside and out, the good and the bad. And you know what? God still loves us. Elizabeth Gilbert in Committed wrote, "To be fully seen by somebody and be loved anyhow, that can border on the miraculous." How right she was. And Pastor Tim Keller has said that to be loved but not known is comforting but superficial. To be known and not loved is our greatest fear. But to be fully known and truly loved is, well, a lot like being loved by God. It is what we need more than anything. It liberates us from pretense, humbles us out of our self-righteousness, and fortifies us for any difficulty life can throw at us. And this is what God desires for us to have with Him, to live and love confidently. We can know peace, be able to breathe, to lean into intimacy with God and relationships with others with a settled confidence. God sees us as we are and loves us and calls us His own. Now, as Jesus said, let's love one another. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend. And I know that fell on some ears that needed to listen to that. And I certainly am a huge believer of the fact that we have an epidemic of unworthiness and lack of love in so many days and months and years of our life. And it can be so empty when that is the case. So thank you for that inspirational message. I do want to say that I'm a And I don't know about you. Have you had acupuncture treatments before, a real one?
No, and I've always wanted to try it.
Okay.
And learn.
If you're willing to want to do that, we have a new acupuncturist coming into our new wellness corner that is fantastic. The name's Jamie Jackson. She trained in the very best of places. She's been doing it for years. She treats my daughter. She treats many people, and she wasn't at our location, but now she's moved as of this week. And I'm going to get her to come on the show. And if you are willing, not here at the show, but you come to the wellness clinic and we will, whatever ailments you have. And I used to be treated for sleep. This was 25 years ago. It was such a effective remedy for my insomnia. But it was a pick and choose. Like one week I would go and it's like, okay, my knee's hurting. Or the others could be a pain somewhere else or the sleep or even anxiousness or depression. Because it's balancing the body again. Out of balance is one of the biggest reasons we don't feel like we're running on all eight cylinders like we used to. So if you're willing, I'm going to get Jamie Jackson to offer you a free acupuncture treatment.
Well, let's do it. Maybe she could also do something while she's here.
She can do on your arm or your ear.
While we're on the air. Why not?
The lady who's to treat me, she would put a type of acupuncture needle in my ear that I would wear for a week. It was clamped on, and it had a little needle in it, and you didn't really feel it, just barely when she put it in, but it would stimulate. There's so many points on the ear that stimulate balance in the body that it was amazing. I'd actually forgot about that until you brought that up. So yes, I'm going to get her on, Jamie Jackson. But anyone who wants to get an appointment for acupuncture can call Nutrition World to get her name and number. She's now practicing. And I have such a respect for that science. It goes back probably as far as anything in healing there is other than botanical herbal medicine. It started who knows how long ago, but it does work. And it's cool because actually it's one of the few things that even strict conventional medical thinking does not poo-poo. It really does. Now, they may not always endorse it, but they think there's some validity to it.
For low back pain, that's, I believe, the first line recommendation from the AMA.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I love that. Well, that's why we're accumulating all these people so that we can have offerings to everyone who desires these.
And you've heard of dry needling, probably?
Yeah, right.
And so that is not the same, but it is a cousin.
cousin, that's right. And more people are getting to dry needling because it's a little bit easier to get certified to do that. It's tough to be an acupuncturist.
And physical therapists can do it for people that are mm-hmm. listening that don't know that. So, say I know Benchmark does that and mm-hmm. probably several other people in town do that as well. And it is effective.
It is. And again, it's for people who want, you know, more of a non-drug approach to optimizing their health. Well, brother, guess what? It is already time for us to end this show.
Unbelievable.
I cannot believe it. It feels like it's been about 7 minutes instead of 51. So that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group. Thank you for listening, and we will be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. And remember, you can go on vitalhealthradio.com and listen to all of the past shows. We've been doing this about a year and a half, so we've got about 75 shows, and now Sean has also got it where you can download it. It makes it much easier for you to listen at other times. So for Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and we want you to have a healthy and safe and joyful day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.